This episode of Baby Mama's No Drama is brought to you by Huggies Special Delivery Diapers.
Baby Mamas, what an eventful morning. This is my therapy lamp. That's why I look bright. This is a therapy lamp that's supposed to give me like in place of the sun.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Does it help?
I don't know. This is only day three, so I'll keep you posted. Hold on. Elijah's calling me. Hold on.
Hey, Lizzie.
V said, hey, Lizzie. I'm about to record. I'm at home. He said, hello, V.
Tell him he still owes me my barbecue. I'm playing with him.
Oh, you still owe her a barbecue and she's not playing with you. Look at his hard hat.
Go ahead, boy.
All right, I'll call you when I'm done, okay? Or are you trying to be part of the podcast?
Dang, though.
Oh, he wants to be part of the podcast. Okay, hold on. Let me put my mic right here. I thought he said no. He was waiting on concrete. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Baby Mamas and Lizzie.
Baby Mamas and Lizzie.
How do you feel this morning?
How do you feel this morning, babe? Wait, can you tell the paparazzi story?
What part?
So there was like this sketchy van outside, right? Yesterday morning, and Bone came to drop some stuff off. And she's like, there's this weird, like creepy van, like sitting outside or whatever. She's like, I tried to take a picture of them and they ducked. And I was okay. And they have New York plates. So I texted Elijah and his best friend, like that's our neighbor or whatever. And I was like, I think this is paparazzi. Like I kind of knew because the New York plates or whatever. And yeah. Then they like, I didn't see them, but evidently they went down the side street and they waited over there. And then like later last night, they were back. And so I told him. And so Elijah went up there to go see like if it was in fact paparazzi.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching from the window and I see Elijah pull up next to the van and the guy gets out of his car. And then I was like, oh my God, this is not going to be good.
Like it's about to be?
Yeah.
What? A girl fight.
Wait, so he had, you said his camera was probably worth like 10 grand.
Oh my God.
And what did he say he was trying to get pictures of?
He's like, I'm just here to take pictures of y'all. I'm like,
I don't do
pictures at all.
Well, yeah, like, I haven't gotten a haircut, like, so.
1000% not happening. No, thank you.
I was just like, what the hell? So then they were back out there this morning, but he left at 5. So I was like, well, if they were trying to get pictures of us, why wouldn't they just know that he left at 5 so they're not going to get pictures of us? It has to be something else. But they're back, so I don't know.
It's so weird because I feel like, I don't know if other people feel the same, but normal couples don't like leave and go to the house at the same time. Like me and Joe have totally different. There's never a time that we're entering or exiting the house like at the same time.
Or like in the same car. Like yeah. That would be so weird.
It's so weird sometimes. That's funny. You know why they're trying to get pictures of you? Because you are
main character.
The icon. She is the moment.
I'm like, I'm not even on the fucking show anymore. Like, what do y'all want?
Remember when they came, when the kids were doing tennis?
Yes, but it's not the same guy. This guy's like an old, like, this guy's like a younger, like, white guy.
Yeah, that other guy was, like, older, the one that was at tennis.
Babe, like, I'm hanging up because you're not contributing anything. I gotta go. I love you. He's just... I don't have good service.
He just wants to sit in on the conversation.
Right. He just wants to be a part while he's waiting for concrete.
He's very entertained.
So what happened this morning? Like, what were you...
Okay. Oh, my God. So I forgot to put my alarm on last night because me and Joe were just like... We didn't go to sleep until like 2 in the morning, just like talking shit.
And, I love that for you.
I know. I love it too. It's like the best, right? When you're just like hanging out with your significant other, like, yeah, in the bedroom, just like chilling. But I literally went to my phone and I thought I put on my alarm. And I guess I didn't. And it was so funny because, you know, like when your body's used to waking up at a certain time, you immediately, even if you don't have an alarm, you wake up.
Oh, yeah.
So I was already like up and like tossing and turning. I'm like, why is like my alarm hasn't gone on? It must be super early. Like, why am I up this early? And then something tells me to grab my phone. I grab my phone. It's 8:45. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I get up at 7:15, like every day to like be ready, take her to camp, whatever. So I was like, what the fuck? I looked at Joe. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to put my alarm on. I was like, I have to get her out of here. Like, she's got, her camp starts at 8, but I don't usually get her there till like 9 or something. Like, I try not to rush her, but I was like, I have to podcast at 10 o'clock. I have the cleaning lady coming at 9:30. I still have to get the dogs out. I have to give Gracie her medicine. Like, I was like going crazy.
Whirlwind, like crazy.
But it's like, it's so crazy how like I was just delayed like an hour, but it like backed up my whole morning. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, this is me. I literally just put on like sweats because I slept in a tank top in my underwear. I just put on sweats and I didn't even do my hair. See, like just like comfortable, but I don't know why I keep agreeing to do things early when I don't have my kids.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
I want to sleep in
forever, but I've had to take my medicine and take care of the kittens and do everything else. But I'm like, and I also have therapy today, but I'm like, it's rainy. It's gross. Like, I just want to be in bed. So I didn't even try to get ready.
Yeah. Normally I have therapy on Thursdays too, but we're getting ready to go to Maryland and stuff.
You're like, I have too much shit.
Yeah, I still have to take the dogs to their camp.
Where do you take them?
Camp Bow Wow.
Oh, okay, I haven't heard of that one.
It's so cute. It's in North.
Oh my God, that's so far. Yeah.
I know, but I love
it. It's worth it, yeah.
It is so worth it. They're so good with them. Like, they love them. Jackson Gracie love going there.
Oh, nice.
Like, as soon as they know we pull up in the parking lot, they get so fucking excited. They get so excited. And then I sign them up for, like, baths and nails. And then I also, they do, like, cuddle times with them. So I did 10 minutes each a day for them to get cuddle time for 10 minutes. But they do other stuff. They do, like, training with them. They, like, train them. And
like, keep them busy and stimulated.
Yeah, they do a lot of fun things with them. And then they have cameras all day. Like, we're available all day. So I can check in on them for, like, the whole time. It's like a little daycare.
See, that's so worth it. Like, that, you know, it's so worth it. And, you know, it's going to be on camera if they do anything. But,
yeah. And they're good with, like, keeping up with her medicine and stuff.
Oh, good.
Like, I know I don't have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the dogs are, like, my big priority besides the kids.
They're going on a little vacation.
I know. I'm so excited. And today's my 11-year dating anniversary.
11 years?
11 years.
What the fuck? Where did the
time go?
Where did the time go? 11 years. That's literally, like, all of Isaac's life.
It's a decade, over a decade.
Yeah. How do you feel?
So happy and like just, it's so cute. I woke up this morning and I had like butterflies. I was like, oh my God, like today is monumental. Like, we made it over a decade. It's so crazy. We would have never thought we'd get this far.
That is so really cute.
It's crazy.
I'm so excited that you guys are going away for the weekend too, because that'll be like a fun little getaway.
I know. I'm so excited too. And I'm going to, I did want to talk a little bit about our Facebook group, because I know we have the unofficial one, but now just letting everyone know, we do have an official Facebook group and it's linked to our verified Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast account. So that one, me and Kale are like active in. I'm going to be posting pictures of like the trip and stuff, so everyone can like see what we're doing. Yeah. Stuff that you won't see on like my social and like Instagram, I'm going to like post in there. So everyone gets like behind the scenes cool content. So
I love that.
You guys will be the first to see everything.
So we'll also link it on our story on Instagram, just so you guys know. Because I also was confused. I hate technology and I don't know what's what. So Kristen was like, "Kale, you're in the wrong group." Okay, I'm working on it. I gotta figure it out. But
Yeah, so we'll post that, and then you guys can you have to come on. We talk in there all the time. It's so much fun. We talk about different topics and everything, and it's just a way for us to be connected to everyone in a different way. So yeah. I love it.
Well, and I also love that, like, I'll post, like, random shit and people will just, it's like a thread. It doesn't even have to be, like, related to anything. And so that's kind of nice that it's like a literal community. I love it.
Yeah. People just add on and it's so funny and everyone is just hilarious. I love it.
Everyone's positive. Like, I never see like anything negative, which is nice. Cause I'm like, we see it, all of us, not just me and you, but like everyone in that group sees negativity every day. Like, we don't want a group that has negativity. Obviously, like, have your opinions that are respectful and, you know, you put them respectfully, but like, we can take constructive criticism, but what we're not going to deal with is bullying, harassing, like horrible comments. Yeah, we're not going to do that. So we need a nice, positive community for Baby Mamas and Baby Mamas listeners.
Yes, and we definitely have formed it. So I'm really excited. I just love everyone. It's so fun here. And I'm not really a group person.
Me neither.
I hate Facebook groups. I hate even group texts like that. Like, well, don't hate them, but it's just like,
I don't participate.
Yeah, like, I'm not participating very much, but the Facebook group, like, I went in there and it just even made me feel like I want to be a part of it. Cause I was like, oh, I want to write back to this person and stuff. So it's like that. Like, it's such like a fun, open, like, space. And I know someone even posted on there yesterday, like, oh, does anyone want to make like mom friends? And there was like a whole thread of women like, so people are connecting that way. And that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, everyone needs a cool, like, full few mom friends, or, you know, one or two.
Okay. So V just went away on a trip with the family, and I'm planning our family annual vacation, and we always travel with Away. So Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. They literally have the perfect suitcases crafted with features that make travel more seamless. And I don't know about you guys, but with four kids, it's absolutely necessary to get through the airport as seamlessly as possible. And these days, travel looks different. So no matter where you need to go, Away offers a range of suitcases and other travel products made of different materials like polycarbonate, aluminum, and durable nylon. All of Away's suitcases are built to last with durable exteriors that can withstand even the roughest of baggage handlers. I've had my fair share of that. There is a 100-day trial on everything Away makes, so you can take the product out on the road, live with it, travel with it, get lost with it for 100 days. And if you decide it's not for you, you can return any non-personalized item for a full refund during that period. No ifs, ands, or asterisks. Away offers free shipping and returns on any order within the contiguous US, Europe, Canada, and Australia. Start your 100-day trial and shop the entire Way lineup of travel essentials, including their best-selling suitcases, at awaytravel.com/babymama. That's awaytravel.com/babymama. Baby Mama's No Drama podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try and you might just find getting the rate and coverage that you deserve is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages that you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join over the 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm so glad that Elijah's friend moved next door because they have two kids. And so, and the mom is...
Oh, his friend moved next door?
Yeah, his friend moved right next door in his old house, in the house that Elijah owns. He rented it to him.
Oh, he rented it to him?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
So it's like his best friend and Elijah's cousin. But they have two kids. So now it's like nice to have like a mom friend right there. And I've never really – and actually all my neighbors across the street have kids and stuff, but they're on vacation. So But it's just the mom, you need mom friends. Even if you don't like see them every day or talk to them every week, like just to know that they're there and you guys can get together and like talk. Love that. Yep. Yeah. I was going to say something to you and now I completely forgot what it was. We'll get back to it. I don't know.
I also did want to bring up
Vibin'.
Merch, because this is like the last week that people can grab our Pride merch. And we are working on like the core merch and stuff like that. We had got samples back and Mean Girl did not approve. We were like, absolutely not. So it takes a while. Like, we're just like, right, we want to put out the best stuff good for stuff. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, we just want what we want. So that's why it's taking a little bit longer, but it is coming and I'm so excited for it. We have some really good shit.
And also, if you guys haven't already checked out Vibin' and kind of Thrivin', y'all need to do that. I don't feel like we've talked about it enough on here.
Yeah.
We need to talk about it.
Yeah, and Barely Famous too.
V and one of her best friends, Alessandra, started a podcast. But you guys are like, what are like the main topics that you guys go over?
We focus a lot on mental health.
Okay.
A lot.
Mental health.
And people, we do a thing called Spill the Tea for Therapy at the end of every episode. So people just vent and like ask us for advice. And it's anywhere from like someone asking about advice for like them and their best friend that they've had for years, and maybe they're going through conflict, or someone and their husband. Like the topics vary and like anything goes, but I love it so much. Like I think it's just our real raw opinion, like honest opinion, and we are by no means therapists or anything, but like I think just us as friends and women, you know, just giving valid advice to people that we just, you know, we just care about our little community. So I love the Spill the Tea for Therapy part of the episode. So we do that at the end of every episode and I love it. It is so much fun. We do talk a lot about mental health, and I know I talk about motherhood. I'm just not a mom yet, but I talk a lot about it still because it's just my life. Yeah. And, you know, she's engaged and I'm married. So it's like really different dynamics in that way a little bit. And he talks about being plus sized and we focus a lot on that and like the community and social media, and it's a lot. We hit a lot of topics.
I also think that Alessandra has such good advice and insight on things like off the podcast, and like how much I've been around her quite a bit. Probably since we started podcasting, because she comes down to hang out with you or whatever. And she's just like a really good voice of reason. So she thinks very, from what I have experienced from Alessandra, she thinks very logically. Yeah. And she just gives really good advice, like even just about the little things. And she's
my go-to.
Yeah. And she reminds me of Kristen in the way that like, mm-hmm. I don't know why Kristen knows like the random shit that she knows, but she always has like very useful factual information on things. And I'm like, why do you know that? And Alessandra is the same way. Like I don't know what it is. It's definitely not like a common sense thing, because it's always like, I'll ask Kristen something random and she'll know already. And I feel like Alessandra's the same way. It's like, how do y'all get like that? Cause I also want to be like that. Like I need to just know random facts.
Random facts. Yeah, we need to know random shit. It's so funny. We call Kristen KJ.
Oh yeah, for Kris Jenner.
Of like all the podcasts and us. I was literally talking to Joe last night about it. I was like updating him on everything about what we're doing with the podcast and stuff. And I'm like, Kristen, I don't know how the fuck she does it. Like, she's so involved. She's so, like, she just knows everything. Even about me and Alessandra's podcast. Like, she's, like, still working on stuff for us. And she doesn't need to, you know? Like, she doesn't have to do all that.
She is crazy.
She just loves us. And she's just, like, all of our, like,
stuff.
She's kind of, like, the mom for all of us.
Yeah, she's literally Kris Jenner.
She is the Kris. Yeah, we call her KJ. She's the Kris Jenner of all of us. Like, we're just her little Kardashian kids.
Literally, because she knows everything about everything, all the podcasts, all the stats, even Lindsay's other podcast. Like, she knows what's going on. She stays on top of it. And I begged her to please just do a podcast with me, and she was like, no. And then somebody started a group saying, it was like a petition to get Kristen to start a podcast.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Kristen's like,
Kristen likes being behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, as much as she's such a great, funny podcaster, I've listened to all the times that she was on podcasting with you and stuff. And she's so funny, but she's so behind the scenes. Like, she doesn't want to do that shit.
No. I mean, she does when she, like, whenever she wants, or if I need her to, like, do Barely Famous with me. And lately she's been commenting, she'll come on as like kind of on here, and she'll be like a guest, but she'll pop in to like answer our questions and stuff. So it's fun that way. But, I need to give her a raise, because she just deserves, like, she.
No, 100%. She does it all.
And like, I would be nothing without Kristen.
I told Joe yesterday, I was like, Kristen runs Kale's life. She runs shit.
He was like, people will ask, like, Elijah asked me something about my, was it the sewer bill the other day? He asked something, and I was like, I don't know. That's a Kristen question. Like, first of all, I live here. I pay for this house.
Literally what I said. I said, if I ask her something, she'll be like, I don't know. That's a Kristen question. Or let me ask Kristen what my schedule looks like. And I'm like,
she is, I don't know how she does it. And I'll be like, I got a bill for something the other day, and, some of my stuff, like, I hate when bills can't be automatically, like, set up for automatic payment.
Yeah, charge. Yeah.
And because I'm so bad at checking my mail. So that's really why I need it. And
at this point, we should not be getting, like, paper statements.
Like, set some shit up online so I can just automatically pay. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. So I get the bill, and Elijah opens it or whatever. And I was like, oh, send me a picture of it so I can send it to Kristen. And I check my phone. He never sent it to me. He goes, oh, I just sent it directly to Kristen. Like, he already knows. Like, I just sent it to Kristen. She's literally, like, if I could, you know, how did you ever see when Jessica Simpson had her own show and she bought her assistant, who was also her best friend, a car?
Yeah.
I told Kristen, like, once I make it big time, I was like, I'm going to get you a new car. Like, I'm going to give you a raise. Like, that's going to be me. But yeah, no, she's, and Alessandra is the same way for you.
Yeah. I just want the best for her.
Like, and she wants the best for you. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
We love supportive friends. Friends that are not, because I feel like all of us have friends that are, like, not really happy for us sometimes.
Yeah. Or, like, low-key, like,
Haters.
Yeah.
And Alessandra and Kristen are not those people.
No, definitely not.
They're
we're
not.
All, like, we're all just, like, a team. Like, we all want the same thing.
Yeah.
For each other. So I think that's why it works so well.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree. I love having, like, my core friends that I know, like, want to be successful, like me, and want the same things that I want in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I have other friends too, but it's like, maybe our goals and stuff don't align, but I don't know, we have, like, different things in our friendship.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Friendships are so weird if you really look at it. Like, I was thinking, like, I have so many different friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes I feel like I fit into a lot of different groups, and I'm like, how? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, why, how do I fit in here? But also, you just fit in there. I don't know.
But also, you just, it just goes to show, like, you can really, like, you're a good person, and you're just you. Like,
right.
You can, you know, you just form friendships with people, like, randomly.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
It's the craziest thing. Like, all of Joe's friends have, like, I became really close with, like, all the girls, and we're all so different.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, but you guys are all, like, best friends. I love it.
Yeah. We're all, like, best friends. And then I have my friend from, like, when I was younger, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, we're all so different, too. Like, it's just becoming different people and, like, doing so many different things. But, like, we still all find the time to, like, talk and, you know, try and spend time together, like, catch up with each other and our kids. And it's just crazy. I'm so grateful for, like, all the friends that I have.
I love that.
But it's just crazy to think about, like, so many different dynamics.
It's so weird. Like, friendships are weird. Relationships are weird. Like, I pick you to do all this weird shit with. I feel like I want to knock you out sometimes, but other times I just want to love you, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Elijah sent me this TikTok, and it was like, let me see if I can find it. Something like, you know you really love them when you feel like you need to knock them out sometimes. Let me see where it is. It's like not it's actually true. Knock them out.
I literally told Joe yesterday, I was like, because we had like a little bump and then we made up and I was like, I may not like you. And like in those times, but I fucking love you.
This
like,
one.
I will still love you.
In a, even in a good relationship, you want to knock each other the fuck out sometimes.
Yeah. That's funny he sent you that. And then I just sent Joe this one. And this is like so fucking funny. It says, only accepting apologies through head and bread. The fuck I'm going to do with Tori. I love memes. They're just so funny. No, but I did find this one and I wanted to read it to you. It says, when a man truly loves a woman, she becomes his weakness. When a woman truly loves a man, he becomes her strength. This is called exchange of power.
That's so cute.
And I love that. And I feel that.
That's so cute.
It is so cute. I love little cute love memes.
Oh, like, you send them to each other all day long. Like just back and forth.
Them. Yeah. That's me and Joe too. Our whole text thread is always like,
well, I'll go on TikTok and he'll have sent me like 5 TikToks and then I'll go on Instagram and we're sending each other stuff on there and then he'll text me and I'm like, we're a mess. Like, we are
that's
a
so
mess.
So funny. I love going back and forth with funny memes.
So when it comes to looking good, I promise you Stitch Fix has you covered. You can say bye to endless browsing and hello to fresh picks curated for your size and taste. I hate going in-person shopping for myself plus 4 kids, and I always find myself buying other things that were not on the list. So whatever your style is, now more than ever is the time to rock it. Maybe you can use just a little nudge to get some new looks, and that's really where Stitch Fix can help you out. I absolutely love this. I can go on. All my kids have very different styles, so I'm able to kind of pick and choose like what child would wear what. And there's no subscription required, so you can try once or set up automatic deliveries. There are no hidden fees ever, which is amazing. So sign up for Stitch Fix and get the season's latest pieces for women, men, and children. Sign up today at stitchfix.com/mamadrama to get $20 off your first purchase. That's stitchfix.com/mamadrama to get $20 off your first purchase. Limited time offer, purchase within 2 days of sign up. This episode of Baby Mama's No Drama is brought to you by Huggies Special Delivery Diapers. We've raised a lot of kids, and with each of them, it's been important to us to use products from brands that we trust so that we can be sure our babies are safe and secure. So a brand that we really trust to take care of our newborns is Huggies, and their special delivery line is their softest diaper yet, made with 20% plant-based materials by weight, clinically proven hypoallergenic, and dermatologist tested. They're amazing for newborn babies' sensitive skin, and I'm pretty sure I've told the story of Creed and Lux's super sensitive skin and going through doctors and dermatologists and stuff like that, and it was just a real struggle to try to find something that didn't break them out. So these diapers are the best ones for us. They're made with FSC certified responsibly sourced materials and they're fragrance free. So they protect gentle skin. Their 100% breathable outer cover and fast absorbing liner makes them super functional so you don't have to worry. And I know how overwhelming it can be with, you know, welcoming a new life into this world, but trust us and Huggies when we say you've got this. Huggies, we got you, baby. Learn more on Huggies.com.
I did find, I saw another one too, and it said, I found myself saying I was stressed. And then it says, this week I said, I am under divine pressure because I'm birthing something great.
Okay.
Okay. See, I've been getting some good shit when I leave. It's like it, kind of like it's life changing sometimes.
The quotes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm under divine pressure. That is me
currently. I'm under divine pressure. So let's not say we're stressed anymore. No more stressed bitches. We're under divine pressure.
We're under divine pressure creates diamonds.
Yes.
Period.
Period. Like that's what we do.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
I love that for us.
So.
Oh my God. What? I have something else that I wanted to talk to you about. I actually screenshotted this for podcast.
Okay, I'm ready.
First.
Me?
Yeah.
You want me to tell you what I was going to say?
Yeah.
So, Alasha. Okay, so I went to give, Chris doesn't take Lux to baseball on his time, and it sucks, and I hate it, but it is what it is. So, Lux wasn't at the last baseball game of the season, and I wanted to give the coaches like gift cards just for, you know, putting time in. There was one coach who, sweetest guy ever, his son didn't even show up to the game, and he was there coaching the kids that did show up. So I was like, these guys need, and also the head coach was great. So I was like, let me go run them gift cards, even though Lux wasn't there.
Yeah.
So Elijah actually went to high school with all of them. So he came with, and I got this crazy stomach pain. And you guys know that I do not shit around Elijah.
Oh my God.
Still? And so we're in the car driving, and this pain hits my stomach. Like, I mean, 0 out of 10, it was a 10.
Wait, is this when we were texting?
Yes. Yes.
You did mention this.
So I am like, I look at him and I said, Elijah, I need you to go 100 miles an hour. And he is, at first, he probably has no idea. I said, my stomach is killing me right now. I need
like
you
to burst.
Yes. It's like, whatever. And so he's like, I can't go 100 or I'll lose my license. And I was like, I will pay your ticket. Like, I don't care. I need you to get to the store. And he was like, well, my parents' house is closer.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Like, I'm not meeting your parents the first
Mom,
time and shitting in their bathroom. Like, absolutely the fuck not. So he got a whole attitude with me, and I'm like, go left. And he's like, can I drive? And I'm like, so this is like our first like argument. He said it's not an argument. I said it was an argument.
That's not an argument. That's a bicker.
And I was like, no, I need you to like get to Royal Farms. Like I have to, you need to go. So I'm clutching so bad that I'm scared to get out of the vehicle because I think when I step down, my
unclench.
I was mortified. I was like, this is not good. Now we're arguing. He's going to laugh at me. Like, this is not okay. So he gets me to the bathroom, but I'm like, mad at him because he had an attitude because I'm begging him to go 100 miles an hour and he's like, I can't.
I had an attitude.
And he had an attitude. Yeah,
that's why you had an attitude.
I'm not shitting myself with you in this car. So he gets me to Royal Farms. I make it to the bathroom, whatever. And then we get home. He changes the oil in my car. I make him fucking sandwiches for lunch the next day. And I'm not talking to him because he had an attitude with me, and then he came in and we made up, and it was not even an argument, but I was like, wow, that was a really our first like real argument. And he's like, it's not an argument, but it was because you hurt my feelings that you didn't speed to Royal Farm so I could shit.
So I could shit. But it's like, how, I don't get why, how you're still weird about that. Like he knows you're,
no, now he knows the ice is
like
broken.
You have to shit. So that's now, already a good leeway to just starting to shit in front of him.
Yeah. I mean, after that, it's a wrap. So he gets it now and I'll just poop whenever. But
you have some serious issues.
I was really just pissed off. Like, just go like, 100. I don't care.
Serious poop issues over there. I don't think I've ever met someone in my entire life.
Wait, so then me, Alessandra, somebody's texting in the group chat about posting for the episode, and I'm like, I will, but I'm clenching my ass cheeks together so hard right now. I said, so when I make sure that I don't shit myself, then I'll post.
I was like, oh my God.
V was like, Kale, what did you say? We don't just casually shit ourselves at 30. And it's like, well,
yeah, no, you're right. You said something, and I was like, oh, me too. But it wasn't about the shit. You thought,
you were about to shit yourself.
You were like, oh, you too? Like, you shit at 30. I was like, no, people don't just casually shit themselves at 30 years old. Like, if it's nothing. Like, that's not a thing for most people.
Well, I must have a problem. Okay, so what were you going to say?
Oh, wait, I saw this thing, and I was like, I have to show Kale this and see your reaction.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Oh my God. I just, the shit that I see on the internet, I just can't keep to myself because it's so fucking stupid. So it says, and it's from it's by a man, by the way.
Of course it is.
Just put that out there. Of course. It says, life hack, fellas. If you get your side piece pregnant, talk to your wife for about 6 to 8 months about fostering/adopting. Make the side piece, put it up for adoption, and then you adopt it. That way you care for your child, keep your marriage, and everything is at peace. That's all. With your face right now. Like, this man thoroughly thought this through, number one. Thought this was a great thing to go on and tweet. So he's got to be doing something right, right? Like, he really thought he was doing some shit with this piece of advice. What do you think?
What a freaking idiot, because if the, unless it's like a private adoption.
Yeah.
And the, you convince your side piece to put it up for adoption, but one, what are the chances of her actually doing that? And two, yeah, if she goes through an agency, you're not guaranteed to get your own child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You can't just say, oh, I mean, I don't really know how adoption works, but I'm assuming you can't go in there and just say, I want this child.
I don't think it works that way.
Right? I know in movies and stuff, people like go into foster homes and stuff like that, and they're able to like pick out a child. Like, that's how it looks like on movies.
Yeah, but I don't think it actually works.
But I don't think that's actually how it works, you know? Like, it's got to be way more.
That was a creative thought of his, but he's a freaking idiot. Maybe, maybe, just maybe don't be having sex with your side piece raw.
Yeah, like, don't get her pregnant. Or, like, just don't have a side piece at all. Like,
don't have one at all. But we know that they're going to have them anyway, so, like, maybe use protection. I don't know.
Like, what is wrong with you? Also, you know, like, how you mentioned in the last episode that, I think you said that Elijah's mom is a twin?
Mm-hmm.
Someone wrote in the Facebook group talking about it, and I don't know if you follow the Nene twins. Do you know who they are?
The what twins?
The Nene twins.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like this, these twin sister couple duo. They do like all the dances on TikToks. Like, they are the originators for a lot of good ass, bomb ass TikTok dances. And they both got pregnant. They're twins, and they both got pregnant like at the same time. So now they're both, and they're both having boys. And I went on their, I was like going through their comments and stuff because people were congratulating them. And I love them. I think they're so cute. And someone said, best part about it is technically all of your babies are going to be half siblings, since you're identical twins. And I was like, that is so fucking crazy. And someone was trying to be like, no, that's not really how that works.
Yes, it is.
She's like, it does. She's like, due to the DNA. She says, okay, identical twins have the exact DNA due to the egg split versus two sperm occupying two eggs. There are people out there who procreate with identical twin to identical twins, which technically make their kids full siblings.
Yep. I follow this account on TikTok. It's, they call each other twin cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And their moms are identical twins and their dads are identical twins, and they're cousins, they're boy cousins, yeah, but they look like twins.
That's so cute.
It's so crazy. So Elijah, he has, off the top of my head, I can think of his parents, two of his uncles. He has like three or four that I can think of twins in his family, but his mom's an identical twin. So he calls his first cousins his brothers because essentially they are.
Yeah.
And they were like raised together and they're all in the same age range. So they're brothers. Like, he calls their kids his nieces and nephews because the DNA says they're half siblings, which is so cool.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, so weird.
It's crazy that twins, do you get scared that twins run in his family?
Twins run in my family too.
But like, his mom was a twin. I feel like,
yeah, no, that's terrifying. That's actually terrifying. Like, I've said it a million times, having twins for the first time, you don't know any different.
Mm-hmm.
But if I already have four kids. So if I was to get pregnant with twins and have them and four children,
you'd be a Brady Bunch.
I would be sending Elijah back to his own home on the acreage and taking one of the twins with him.
Make sure you give his ass a stroller.
Stroller.
My mom, I was supposed to have like twin brothers.
Oh no.
Yeah, my mom miscarried with my stepfather when they were trying, and she was pregnant with twins. And I always think about how different my life would have been had I had twin brothers.
Yeah, that would have been very different.
Yeah. It's so crazy to think about.
I don't,
it's so weird.
Yeah, no.
But twins, like, a run in my family. I have two sets of cousins that are twins in my family.
And then Joe has twins in his family.
Joe has a set of twins in his family too. I think just one.
Two. Lexi and Lisi.
Yeah, but that's one. That's what I mean. I think they're just one set of twins.
And then, no, and then Isaac and Isaiah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them. Oh, shit.
So he has what, two sets?
Steffi's kids. Yeah, he has. Also, we have the same. He has two sets, and like I have two sets. That's so crazy. And I feel like it like skips generations.
There's no pattern in my family. Like my cousin Jen had, she's a twin, and then her kids are twins.
Wow.
And then Elijah's family, his mom's a twin, and then his two uncles, like his mom's brothers, they had twins. So there was no, they didn't skip any generations. Oh, did you see that Leah's sister is having twins?
Who?
Leah from Teen Mom.
Her sister?
Her sister just announced she's having twins.
Oh my God.
So, and then she's due on Leah's twins' birthday.
Oh my God.
Isn't so like, that crazy?
Definitely around because Leah has twins.
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. I always think about too, like I actually want to know if we have twins that listen and like are in our Facebook group and stuff. Like, is it hard finding your own identity outside from your twin?
I had Gabby DiMartino on my podcast.
I'm so familiar.
She's from the Lehigh Valley. She is an independent artist. She's also on YouTube. You would know her, I think, if you saw her, like of her. She's a twin, and she said she had a really hard time with that on the episode that we did. She said she had a really hard time, but once she kind of found herself, mm-hmm. it was easier for her because, I mean, think about it. You're already, that's why I like, no hate to anyone who's already done this, but like, I really hate when people put twins in the same outfit and I'm like, they're already sharing a birthday. They probably share friends. They already share your attention, your time, your everything. And now you're going to put them in the same outfit. Like, you don't really give them any like individuality. I'm not a twin mom, so I shouldn't judge at all. But, yeah, I wonder, especially for like identical twins.
Yeah, I feel like that's the harder part, I feel, when they actually look alike and then they like expect people like expect them to even be like the same person almost. Like it's so weird.
Yeah. And our, you know, our hairstylist is a twin. You know, Taylor's a twin, right?
Yeah, but she has a brother.
A boy. Right? Yeah, a boy girl twin.
That's very rare. I don't know anyone that's like a brother.
One of the twins in my family is boy girl.
I think that is the cutest thing.
It's so cute.
That's so cool.
You guys need to know about Delta 8 THC. Delta 8 THC is the new cannabinoid that is sweeping the hemp and health and wellness market. CBDX.com sells Delta 8 products which feel just like cannabis. This is legal per the 2018 Farm Bill that Congress passed. There are vape products, actual flower bud, gummies, even concentrates, and they ship to 39 states. Use this code for 20% off your first order. The code is BABYMAMA. Orders ship within 24 hours, and if you use our code for 20% off, it is four letters, CBDX.com. Do not drive or operate machinery when using these products. Please be responsible. Promo code BABYMAMA.
I'm Lindsay Chrisley. Join me for The Southern Tea. It's a weekly heart-to-heart from this Southern girl and boy mom who's just trying to navigate life. Nothing is off limits. I talk about it all. Life, career, family, motherhood, faith, and everything in between. It's an ongoing conversation, and I can promise you one thing. I'm spilling tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea. So listen to and follow The Southern Tea now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
But it must be really hard because I feel like even when I was growing up with my sister, my mom would dress us the same. Like we would have some of the same, you know, like even now, like on Christmas, she'll get us the same stuff. Like she'll get us the same pajamas. She's like, I have to treat you guys like the same. Like I want to treat you guys equally. Yeah. And I'm like, you can treat us equally, but like still give us stuff based on our own personalities. Like, but it's cute. Like she gets us like cute, amazing things. But it's funny how she like kind of treats us like twins.
Yeah. Wait, like so sisters. Is your sister like super into makeup and stuff like you are?
No. When I tell you me and my sister are complete opposite, like we are the complete opposite person. Like she likes makeup. Like she supports my brand.
Right.
Like she supports it to the fullest. Like she is my, she wears all my lipsticks. She wears my Like, she does her brows, but she's not like me. Like, she's like super into it, like constantly buying new things. Like,
right.
She has her few products that she uses and she's good with that. But I'm the one that like got her started. Like, when she did want to start makeup, I helped her and things like that. But we're into totally different things.
I just don't.
You know? And, like, I do social media and stuff. She's not into all of this and what I do and everything. Like, it's a whole different world for me, I feel.
I love that, though. It's, like, it gives you something to talk about.
Yeah. No, but we do have a lot of other stuff in common. Like, she introduced me, like, so much music and stuff when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And, like, I honestly feel like the taste that I have in, like, music and, like, clothes and, like, things and, like, even my personality, a lot of it formed, like, from my influence on her.
Yeah. I love that.
Like, I feel like I wouldn't have known any of, like, the hip-hop bangers and, like, you know, like, she kind of, like, vetted me. Yeah, like, she, like, taught me all the good shit.
I love that. I wish I had, like, a close relationship with a sibling. Like, I wanted that my whole life. Like, I just begged and begged and begged for siblings. Never got them.
I remember when my sister first got pregnant, I was, like, the first person she told. And I remember just looking at her and I was like, Mom is gonna kill you. Like, that was like the first thing that came out of my mouth. I was like, Mom is gonna kill you. And she was like, I know, like, this is not why I told you this. Like, don't make me feel bad.
Wait, so did your mom get really mad?
So she actually had my aunt come in and like come to the house, and it was so random and funny because I'm like, Titimari never really comes up to the house, especially unannounced. Like, so it was mad random. And I remember my sister, my mom and my stepfather came home from fruit shopping. And it was me, my Titimari, and my sister in the house. And Chody was like, something's going on. Like, my stepfather's really fucking smart. Like, you can't run anything past him without him probably already knowing, like, what's going on. Yeah. So he already knew something was going on. And then Titi, my aunt, was like, we have to talk to you about something. And Chody was like, Like, he already knew. And then my mom was, like, so nervous and anxious. And my sister, she was, like, 18. But at that time, she already had, like, her own car. She had her own apartment. Or she was like working on getting her own apartment and stuff, but she was like already pretty independent,
mm-hmm.
but she was it's still so scary to tell your mom for the first time.
That
know, like, I can't even imagine. It was scary for me. And I was like 24, like, not scary, but it was just like, there's so many emotions behind it.
Yeah.
And then, they told her, and I remember my mom looked at me and she was like, let this be a lesson. Don't do what your sister's doing or something like that. And that's just did with my sister the whole, she still brings it up. She's like, remember when you told Beth not to be like me? And she's like, she's like, don't do what your sister did. And I was like, I'm not mom. I'm a good girl.
I'm the good one. I'm the angel.
I'm the favorite.
I was watching these TikToks yesterday and this one just like on my For You page was like, this carrying one of these around is so embarrassing. And I was like, she shows her belly and she's very pregnant. She's like, everyone knows how this got here. Like, my parents, my brothers, my cousins, everyone knows what we did to get this here. And I was like, oh, fuck.
If you think about it like that.
Damn, I got four fucking kids and I never thought of it like that. Like, everyone knows how these got here.
I know. And it's funny because I was thinking the other day, like, I didn't enjoy being pregnant. And I think that's another reason why I don't really, I'm not interested in, I think that plays a huge part in why people don't want to get pregnant again or like have more kids. And like, there's people online that I see and they're like enjoying their pregnancy and they love it. And they're like full of energy and gorgeous. And they, you know, they feel so good. And I'm like, why did I feel like complete and utter shit?
Like, I had both. Like, I loved my pregnancy with Isaac. Lincoln was okay. Mm-hmm. I loved my pregnancy with Lux. Hated my pregnancy with Creed. Like, miserable. It's scary, miserable. Too. Like, especially, like, if you are someone that's, like, super miserable, like, you just kind of already know going into if you decide to have another one, like, it's going to be the same.
You get scared. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, I have all my other reasons why I don't, but it does play a huge part. Like, I was like, I didn't enjoy. People ask me, like, oh, did you? Like, while I was pregnant, oh, my God, how does it feel to be pregnant? I was like, I'm not jumping up with joy. Like, I was not happy with it. And, like, I just hated it. I hated the experience. Like, there was, you know, little parts that I loved. But it was, like, for the most part, I was just like, I want this to fucking be over already. you know, and it's like, there's so many women I feel that go through that. And like, they see someone going through like this wonderful pregnancy and it's like, oh, why can't that be me? And it's like, I get everything is so different, but it's hard. It's so hard to like go through that.
I hate my pregnancy with Creed. I mean, I definitely think it was the circumstances more than anything.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I think that's when, like, I know I was super depressed because I was like not wanting to get dressed, not wanting to do anything. And
yeah,
that's so scary. Like thinking about more kids, like, would it be the same way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do think like that, but it was like horrible. My first and second trimester, I was sick the whole time. Like, I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't keep anything down. Like, I was like, the sickness is never going to end. Like, I just thought I was going to be sick the whole time. And then once I hit like my third trimester, I felt like a whole new person. Like, I felt good, but then I started getting more tired, and like, I had, you know, like, you gain all the weight, like by your third trimester, you're already kind of gaining like all the weight that you should have already. So I was just tired and like, I just couldn't do anything and still working and stuff. So it was like, oh my God, like, I didn't fucking
get this baby out of me.
No, for real. I remember I couldn't even, cause I was working at the daycare. I was like the lead teacher. So like a lot of stuff was put on me, and I was telling them, I'm like, I can't, my doctor was telling me, you can't bend over anymore. Like, you cannot pick up these toddlers. Like, you cannot be picking up these fucking big ass kids. And like, that's what I always pick them up and like love on them and stuff. So they would be used to that for me. So they want me like picking them up and everything. And I'm like, I have this fucking huge bump. Like, I cannot be picking y'all up. So I had to leave because I couldn't like do anything. I couldn't, the doctor was like, if you like pick something up that's heavy, you can like fuck yourself up. Yeah. So I was like, oh God, this is it. Like, there's no way I can work anymore at this daycare. Like, I can't even pull my own weight. Like, literally.
I don't know how moms work in daycares.
I know, it's a really hard, heavy.
Like, you're with kids all day long, and then you still have to go home and be a parent.
I know, it's so hard. And that's one of the reasons why after I had BB, I didn't want to stay in the field. Because I was like, it's so stressful.
Exhausting.
And a lot of the stuff that, it was really exhausting. And all the stuff that I was going through in the daycare room or throughout my day, I was like bringing home with me. And you do, like, you get exhausted from being around kids that are not yours, like multiple ones all day.
So
your own child, I don't feel like I was giving, like, you can give that same type of, you know, energy to them. Like, you're just drained from all these kids soaking up your energy all day.
I seriously am just, this weather is getting me so, I'm like, just like, I don't want to do anything today.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to go to lunch with Natalie and Kaden. But I'm like, this weather sucks. Like, it's so,
I know, it's really blah. I woke up thinking it was going to be nice and sunny. Thankfully, the weather, it was saying it was supposed to rain in Ocean City this weekend. But I just checked and it's going to be really nice. The only thing is tomorrow is going to be like 71. So like, if you know, when you're on the beach and it's only like 71 degrees, that's kind of sucky. But on Saturday, it's going to be like 78. And we're doing like water park and stuff. So I'm like, that's perfect.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah. So I'm ready for that.
Should we do it down in the DMs?
Yeah, let's do it.
What?
Damn, it's going down in the DMs. Okay. It says, okay, ladies, so I have a story for you. My brother had a baby with a girl who had all the red flags and a past that was questionable, to say the least. But she was able to spin a web like no other, so we all fell for her pity story. While she was pregnant, the ultrasound showed that the baby had some health issues. When my beautiful niece was born, she required some surgeries and an extended stay in the hospital. While one day, the quote-unquote mother, and I use that term loosely, left the hospital to go get some things, and bam, bitch disappeared. I mean, like, totally went ghost. Fast forward a few months, my brother is back home, the home he has once shared with baby mama, with his new baby, and mom is still nowhere to be found. He lived in a townhouse situation where there were rows of homes all connected. New people had moved into the house next door for a few days prior, but my brother didn't get to see them. Anyways, a few nights later, my brother is exhausted trying to get his daughter to go to sleep, but new neighbors are having all kinds of wild monkey sex, not wild monkey sex, and making noises only Pam and Tommy can relate to. My brother, extremely exhausted and just completely overwhelmed, goes next door to ask them politely to quiet down. And wouldn't you know, it's baby mama and her new man. If he can hear them, I'm sure she can hear her newborn crying. Holy shit. Fast forward, my niece is now a beautiful teenager and my brother is still a single dad and mom is still ghost.
What in the fuck?
That is fucking the craziest story I think I've heard in a very long time.
I have no fucking words.
Yeah.
No, I need a brother reveal because we're about to hook him up with a bomb ass girl.
Yes.
We need a brother reveal right now.
That's so wild. But she's right. Like, you can hear the baby next door. Like, you know. Well, does she know that he lived next door? Did she say that?
Surely she's seen him.
I mean, maybe she did. Or maybe she did. But that's so crazy. Like, what are the odds of them ending up in the same townhouse? Like, that's some universe looking out for you type shit. Like, he got to see, like, she's still around. Like, it's not like she's, like, something happened to her or anything. Like, she's just a deadbeat bitch.
What? I actually have a friend from high school that I still keep in touch with. Similar situation. I briefly talked to him right out of high school. We were kind of talking. His baby mom left her own baby shower and like went ghost. She literally had the baby and never looked back. And their son and Isaac are one day apart.
Like, what possesses you to do that? I don't understand. It's so fucking insane to me.
Yeah. Isaac's 12. I think Nick is one year. So I think he's 13. So their birthdays are a day apart, but they're 1 year apart. And he still to this day doesn't have a doesn't know his mom.
Oh my God.
Isn't that wild? Like it's so, I know it happens. There are deadbeat moms, but it's so crazy.
Wow. That's really insane.
Okay, you guys, are you paying down old credit card debt? A personal loan could be your solution. Loans usually come with fixed monthly payments, making them a simple way to help pay off your credit cards. Plus, loans usually have lower interest rates than credit cards do, and Credit Karma can help you find the best option. So if you're planning ahead for a big expense, don't put those car repairs or medical bills on a high interest credit card. Credit Karma can help you look for a low interest personal loan that could save you money while you pay off your purchase. And I know that paying debt down can be super stressful, especially when you need to keep track of multiple monthly payment dates. This is super frustrating for everyone. And if you're really tired of just juggling due dates, consolidating with a personal loan could be your answer. That way you'll just have to do one due date a month and Credit Karma can help you find the best option. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you. So you can have a better idea of what loan amount you can get approved for, and then they'll even show you your chances of approval so you can choose between loan offers and you're more likely to get approved for one and apply with more confidence, which is really nice. Comparing loan offers on Credit Karma is 100% free. It won't affect your credit scores and it could save you money. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. If you're ready to apply, head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers.
All right, I have another one. It says, hey ladies, love the pod. So I have to share the story of what happened to me and my kids at the park the other day. I was at this park in my town and there was literally no one there the entire time we were there. We were getting ready to leave and my youngest daughter said she needed to go potty. I glanced over to the restrooms and I thought they didn't have running water in them, more like a porta potty style bathroom. Anyways, I keep a little toddler potty chair in the back of my car just for situations like this. I have a friend that does that and I'm like, you're so genius. So I opened the back hatch of my car, slid the potty chair back and my daughter uses it. Then my middle child said she had to go too. Right as child number two was finishing up, I look over my shoulder and a man on a mower was coming down towards the parking lot. My daughter finishes and I go to dump the potty chair out. Mind you, the back hatch is still open and I'm standing outside of the car. As soon as I get back into my car, the guy parks and shuts off his mower in the grass near us. He starts walking towards my car. I immediately grab my phone because I do not trust anyone, especially being by myself in an empty park. He approaches me, takes his wallet out of his pocket, and gets cash in his hand. He looks at me and said, "Ma'am, are you living out of your car?" I immediately bust out laughing and said, "No, but you are so sweet. I'm just letting my daughter use her little potty chair." He waved me off and I continued laughing. For reference, I was wearing my biker shorts, my husband's oversized t-shirt, and my oldest daughter had done my hair before we left the house. She did a braid and pinned it into a bun. The bun part fell out, so my hair was a mess. It was also 90 plus degrees out. My trunk had a large Goodwill bag of donations in it. Oh my gosh. Our swimming beach bag, a book, and a paper plate, and the potty in it. Needless to say, I appeared homeless because the back hatch of my car was a mess, and my daughter was also using it as a toilet. I got quite the laugh, and I need to work on my appearance. P.S. This also gave me a good sense of faith in humanity in my small Nebraska hometown. This man literally opened his wallet because he thought a mom and her three kids were in need. I hope you share this on the pod. Love you guys.
I have chills.
I think that is the sweetest thing. And it really does like restore that faith of humanity that slowly falls away from me.
Oh my God. He's like, "Are you living out of your car?
Are you living out of your
I
car?
I look like this most days. So I relate to this so heavily. Like, people probably think I live out of the fucking suburban.
I could literally be like, "Hey, are you living out of your car? Like, you always, your car has so much shit."
Girl. Actually, you should be proud because
and everything.
Like, I just cleaned it out. So,
oh, good. I mean, but it's like normal because they have sports and all this shit. Yeah. Like, you gotta leave all that stuff in there. You're not gonna be hauling it back and forth
into
your house and everything. But that's so funny. Like, I have a friend that has when she first started potty training her daughter, she had it in the backseat of the car, and it was like the first time I ever seen that. I've never seen someone bring a potty with them, and I was like, "This is actually really genius." Like, it's a little porta potty. Like, I should do this with BB too. But I was also like, "Oh my God, I'm so scared. Like, if she misses or something, there's shit on my car. Like, I don't want to be in that position."
No, but I need one for myself. Like, to this day, I let my hair air dry. Why does it look dirty? Like, I literally washed it, and it looks like I didn't, and I did. So that's nice.
I let my hair air dry too.
I swear to God, I showered and let it air dry, and I thought it was going to be great, but it wasn't. I need a porta potty for myself, but also the boys, Lincoln and Lux, always have to go pee in the car, and it's the most frustrating thing because I don't want to pull over. I'm about to start letting them just like pee in bottles because at this point it's just like, why, there's not a bathroom every time we get into the freaking car.
I remember, oh my God, I remember being, I think it was like seventh or eighth grade. There was always these two badass boys in my class. Like, I fucking hated them. One of them was named Jonathan, two go figure. I was like, oh my God. But I hated this kid so much. Like, I it was like so weird. Like, there's some days that he was cool, but most of the time he was such an asshole. And I remember him going into, we had like a little, like a open door closet, and the teacher kept like a bunch of shit in there. And I remember him going in there with a bottle one day, and like literally he just peed in the bottle in the closet. And then he was like taking the bottle, and I knew when he did, so I knew there was pee in it, and like offering it to people saying it was apple juice. And I had to tell people, I'm like, "No, don't drink that. Like, that's pee." Like,
that,
oh my
is
God.
So foul. That is fucking so disgusting.
He used to do the craziest shit. I'm like, "Why are you like this? Like, are you okay?"
I feel like there's always somebody like that in all of my classes.
Always. I think we all have a story about someone like in our middle school years or like who was just so fucking vulgar and like always did the weirdest shit. Like, he always did some weird shit.
I wonder where they are now.
Oh, I know where he is now, and it's not very well. Not very good.
Yeah.
But it's like, like, what else can we expect? I don't know.
Okay, but so those
I don't know. I remember all of these crazy things from, like, everything that happened in school. It's so funny.
I can't.
All right, let's read one more.
Okay.
Okay, good morning, baby mama. As a longtime friend of both of you, just want to say I love listening to your stories and love it when y'all kiki together. Oh, is that what this is? We kiki together? I love it. So I wanted to tell you guys my most embarrassing intimate moment when I was with an ex-boyfriend of mine. So back when I was 20 years old, I had a new boyfriend who I could not stop fucking. We were together all the time and fucking all the time too. So, you know, the consequences of being together all the time is that you don't have a moment for yourself to fart. Okay, Tao, can you relate to this?
I don't fart. You don't have a moment
for yourself to fart. So, boom, we're doing the deed, and all of a sudden, I started getting allergies, and my nose started dripping. He started going down on me, and I kept using my hands to clean my face so I don't look like a bag of snot. Well, when I kept touching my nose trying to clean it, I triggered a sneeze. And with that sneeze came out with a huge booger right in the face. I died. I got in fetal position and stayed there for like 10 minutes questioning my existence.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, he found the moment funny and laughed it off. And I now have a story about farting on my ex's face. Win-win.
Oh, actually.
I hate that. I literally hate when I sneeze and fart at the same time. I feel like it's the most embarrassing thing for me. I fucking hate that. That is one of my biggest, like, fears of, like, sneezing and, like, farting so loud. It's so, like, it's like, bitch, what are you trying to cover up? But it's like, no, I'm not. It's, like, not my fault. It just came out.
It's not my fault. It's
like,
not my fault.
I hate that.
I accidentally
decide to come out when I'm sneezing.
I accidentally kneed Elijah in the face the other day.
Oh my god.
He was like going to try to take my panties off and I like had to move my leg and I kneed him right in the chin.
Oh. I've had those moments.
It wasn't
before.
A fart though. I mean, I don't I don't know what I would do. I'd probably cry.
Oh, that poor thing. Oh, that is a good story though. They turn into good stories in the end.
They do. They really do. Well, we hope you love this episode of our little Kiki sesh.
Our Kiki sesh. Go, oh, we need a shirt like that. Come Kiki with us.
Come Kiki with us. Go catch up on Vibin' and Kinda Thrivin'. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. And oh, don't forget to join our new Facebook group.
Oh, yeah. Our new Facebook group and last week to get merch. Hey,
yes.
See ya.
All right. Bye, guys.